This conference will.
Dave, if you just want to share with us what you're doing with your goals for 2011, and then talk about, you know, how you're preparing for the new incentive that's going to be coming out.
Okay. Well, first of all, Happy New Year, everybody. Great to start another new year and 2011, and here we go. And I just first want to start really by offering my gratitude to Lydia and to Mary Jo for this Monday morning call. I've been I think along with all of you that are listening, have been a beneficiary of some great Monday morning speakers, a great way to start your week. And when Lydia asked me if I would contribute, I said, sure, I would love to do that. So anyways, just want to welcome you on this call. And I'm going to share, first of all, a little bit of things that I've picked up since Christmas that have really been helpful. In fact, just before Christmas, I was on a call with Cheryl Mann from the MTEX Pro system that I use. And she talked about five must-dos for 2011. And I think the thing that really hit me, and I'll cover the five, but the first one, which was commitment, is so critical. And I think I'll speak for myself, I'll be kind of gut honest. I haven't maybe been as committed in the last little while because of, you know, a few things have been going on. So commitment is really where it all starts. And Cheryl read a quote that I'm going to read for you. And I'm just going to ask, if you're sitting out there doing things, just close your eyes for a minute and just listen to this quote. Here it is. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There is one elementary truth that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from that decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. So in other words, the quote and Cheryl's call encouraged me to, and I'd like to encourage you, to draw a line in the sand. Make a decision. Make a decision for what you're going to be doing this year. And that will draw into the incentive as well. Cheryl also talked about the five must-dos was, you know, having a plan. After you commit to something, then of course you have to put your plan down, put your goals in writing and your affirmations. Number two was to use a system, whether it's MTEX Pro or whether it's Mary Jo's this new marketing mania, just tie into something that you're going to use on a daily basis. Number three is to add in your contacts and continually. You're always prospecting, always keeping the hopper full. Number four is train, educate, and grow yourself. And of course, you know, you need to know about what your system is, your company, your marketing, whether it's offline or online, personal development, all of those things. And then number five was daily habits of success and your personal growth system. So those were helpful. And kind of coming back to my goals and affirmations, I broke mine down, and I don't know if this would encourage you guys to maybe take your pen and pencil and jot down a few of these topic areas. But one is in health. I do go to the gym. In fact, I was there this morning. I go three times a week and have some goals in that area. In relationships with your faith, with God, with your family, your coworkers, what goals do you have in that area? In your business goals, and in this one, I'm making up a very serious 90-day challenge plan that I'm putting out with our leaders, but it starts with me. It starts with what my commitment or what your commitment as a leader is before your team will follow. And that includes a manifest in the middle of that, which is great. We'll come back to that. Also part of the business plan, I'd encourage you all, I mean, this has been around, there's nothing new under the sun. But if you haven't looked at it lately, go to map.manatech.com, and you can review there the raising the bar. Excuse me, raising the bar in the area of your core eight core activities. How are you doing on those? Have you reviewed that list lately? Automatic order, maintaining 20 customers on automatic order, giving 20 presentations per period. Are you reading and listening and attending meetings regularly, being accountable to somebody, and are you teachable? So those are core activities. Then there's the Wellness Champions Daily Dozen. And I realize you guys probably have all seen this and heard it many times, but again, reviewing, giving thanks, attitude of gratitude, read your daily affirmations, review your goals, list the things that you're going to do today, planning your calendar, reading for 15 to 30 minutes, listening to a motivational CD. I usually do that at the gym or on the way. Add one new name to your list, or in this case, I think we better be adding 10 each day with the incentive coming. Make a minimum of 10 phone calls. See the people, show the plan, and follow up. Number 11, set up a new customer or service an existing one. And number 12, use your products or try a new product. And then the last part was mastering the four basic skills, your name list, your contacting and inviting, showing the plan, and follow up and getting started. So just the summary of all of that I just said was you need to have some certain schedule of daily activities. What are your minimum daily activities? So if you start with your commitment, what your goal is, and then you make those break that goal down to your minimum daily commitments, that is how you're going to reach the goals you're looking for. And with the incentive, it's a 90-day. I'm challenging all of our people, our team members and each of you, to start with a 90-day blitz, really go all out, now and preparing, but business period 2, 3, and 4. And I know the incentive is longer than that, but go all out to earn the incentive in those first 90 days. Share the goal with your team, what you are planning to do and how you can help them reach that goal. Some of you may want to do a dream board night or even get together with two or three people and do a dream board. And then track that activity and adjust. Now, you know, it's been said that a rocket traveling to the moon is off course about 90% of the time. So it's got the goal of getting to the moon and orbiting, but 90% of the time it's off track. So if there's always those little boosters that fire to correct and adjust. So that's something you're going to be doing along the way is adjusting your plans. Okay, so I talked about in the area of business and financial wellness. I'd like to review that each day. What's your big picture in that area? Your personal development, mental wellness. What do you meditate on? What do you think about? Leadership, contribution. How do you contribute? I just love the fact that we have the Give for Real program and we can contribute in our business at the same time we're making a big difference. But there's other areas too. And then fun time. You have to obviously put that in there. And let's see here. And spiritual wellness is important too. So those are just some things that I go through on a daily basis, kind of read through what are my goals, what are my affirmations. And then I just want to share one other thought with you called how to get a 100% increase this year. And this is something that in a previous business, I pulled this out and I kind of adjusted it. And I don't know how many of you grew up on a farm, but I grew up on a farm. And so I'm going to relate this to life on your Manitech farm. And if you have if you had a dairy farm, there's really three ways to increase the production, the milk production on the farm. And excuse me for referring to people as a herd, but number one, you could squeeze more out of the existing herd. You could increase production that way. You could improve the productivity of the existing herd. Or number three, you could increase the size of the herd. So you can motivate and train the people that you have to a certain extent, and you can have an increase, but it's not going to contribute to real growth and increasing the size of the herd. So that is a big thing that we're working on right now, is just getting momentum back into the recruiting, winning the incentive. This is a perfect time to have the global incentive or the travel incentive starting just in a couple of weeks' time, actually starting now with the recruits that you have. So What else could I share?
Would you mind going over those three again? Squeezing more milk out of your herd. I didn't catch number two, or increasing the size of your herd. Number three, I got that. Thank you.
Sure. Squeeze more out, then improve the productivity of the existing herd. So you can do that. You know, you can give them more training. The first one, the squeezing more out, that might be an incentive. You can have an incentive, but and you can train them more. But the big thing that's going to change your business is recruiting, is building, adding more customers and more business builders to your team. And I can't think of a better way to really cement that into people's minds and to really get the feel of what Manitech is than having Manifest coming up in March. I mean, this is perfect. And right now, until if you haven't registered yet, you can still register up until March, until February the 28th for $115. And I don't know if it's not a big thing, but when you're there, it is a big thing. Both the lunches are included on Friday and Saturday. They started doing that a couple of years ago, and that just really helps, not just to have lunch covered, but with logistics to be able to get your food and get back and really get the most out of the weekend. So I'm really excited that this year Manifest is focused on Ambertos. Dr. Sinnott said we were going to bring that trophy back out and polish it up. And so the whole spotlight, product spotlight this year, as well as some other launches, but the big spotlight will be on our flagship product, Ambertos. And so there's going to be probably a little more science shared and how it supports digestion and improves memory, cognitive skill, and all those types of things. So I'm really excited about Manifest, but I think the biggest thing, Lydia, that I want to share that with everybody is you need to, if you haven't decided what you're doing, where you're going, take some time and decide if this is something you want to do. Do you want to build your Manitech business? And if you do, then make a commitment. Draw a line in the sand and then start putting your goals in writing. Write it down. I've got two whiteboards. I'll share something else with you. For years, those whiteboards had a lot of writing all over them that's been collected for a few years. And I decided last week to clean the whiteboards off with a fresh start. And so they're both completely wiped off, and then I've started adding, and I've got my goals for this period and qualifications towards the incentive and winning the trip. So our goal is to earn the incentive in the first three business periods. That's our personal goal, and then to help as many as our team earn it as well. Lydia, do you have any questions on that or something else you want to expand on? I've got a couple other things.
Are you making any calls with the incentive, with your downline, and encouraging them to get started working on it at all?
Yeah, that's part of our plan, is to set up a weekly communication. And we have a Thursday night meeting that we do here in London each week. And then tying in, I think, with the I've encouraged a lot of our people to get on the Saturday morning call with Tim. And then we can follow up with a call with our team. He does the leadership call on Saturday mornings, which is also very good. So that's definitely part, your communication and tracking, using, of course, Success Tracker, but tracking daily. And I think if you don't have a whiteboard, get one and put it right in front of your phone where you work, and put your goal up there. What is my goal, not only for like the year and then the quarter, the business period, but what's my goal for this week? this week, and break it down to daily activities. Did I do it to myself? Did I do what I said I was going to do? So it's amazing what one or two contacts every day, or say five if you're working your business 5 days a week, it's amazing how that can add up. And if you don't do it, it's amazing how it doesn't work. So it does take consistent daily activity.
And that's what I notice. I'm doing the exact same thing even with my daily tasks that I do for Mary Jo. I do a task list every Sunday night of all the things I want to accomplish this week. And then Friday, I reevaluate it and see what I got done and what I didn't get done and why didn't I get those things done.
Right.
So I think that's very important.
And readjust.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some other, nothing new under the sun, but If I could share another little list that I have on my board here that I keep by the phone, and maybe this will help some of you. It's what we did to get to presidential. And it's a list that Don and Wendy Kramer put out. I don't know if you have that kicking around, but it's great.
Dave?
Yes?
Dave, could you go just a little bit slower? I'm trying to take notes, and I can't quite keep up with your list. If you could just go a little bit slower, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, and you're not the only one that says that. So my wife says, slow down. Anyway.
But also remember, this call is also being recorded, so everybody could go back and listen to it if you feel like you missed something there.
Yeah, and maybe what I could do, Lydia, is I could send you a couple of these things, like this list that I'm going to read of Donna Wendy's. I'll send it to you, and you can send it out because it's great.
Perfect. I could do that.
Okay, so it says here, we knew we wanted network marketing to be our vehicle to reach financial independence. We believed in networking. We registered as All-Stars. We used all the products. Set goals for what we wanted to accomplish with dates. We made a list of people to contact. We found out where the next convention was being held. And in fact, Don and Wendy registered 2 weeks after they, to go to, I think it was a big event right after they registered. We listened to the calls religiously and reminded our people to listen as well. I mean, the calls that we have now are fantastic. The three-way calls, we did three-way calls with our upline to introduce people to Manatech. We always kept our ears open to an in to sharing the discovery at every opportunity. We asked God daily to give us opportunities to share. We kept developing our team. We went to every meeting and training possible and took notes. And I tell you, I have more notes from so. In fact, my wife's trying to figure out where do I file all the notes. But you know, sometimes you, instead of filing it, just pile it on the front of your desk. That way, you can be reviewing it a little more often. Once you file it, sometimes it's gone. We did what others wouldn't do to get what others don't get. Sorry. We followed up, tried not to procrastinate. We called people when they came to mind. We worked on ourselves, CDs, books, conventions. We helped others to become leaders. And there's three left. We remained teachable. We kept focused. And what do you think the last one was? Three words. We didn't quit. You know, I think you don't quit. In networking, that's the only thing that doesn't work. If you quit, it won't work. But when you keep going, you can get better each day and reach the goals that you have. So I'll send that to you, Lydia, and you can send that out. So that's just a few of the things that I'm doing. I'm getting as many as our team as possible to join us at Manifest. I always look forward to it. I think it's as long as they've had Manifest, we've been to all of them. And I think just again, if the last challenge that I'll remind you all again is that line in the sand, write down what your commitment is, what are you committed to, why are you committed? It's not just what it is, but why do you want to do that? And then write down your daily activities and follow the system. If you don't have a system, and I found this over the last year or two, there's been times where I didn't write down what I was planning to do, and it's amazing how the day just kind of went by. And I didn't get that done. So next time you see me, ask me, how's the system going? And I ask you, too, your daily activities, are you following through on what you say you're going to do? Just little things like that. It's amazing what it'll do. So thank you, Lydia, for having me on the call, and I'll just stay on, and if there's questions or...
I have a question.
Okay.
Hello? This is Rebecca.
Yes.
What was that website again that you said to get the daily dozen and the eight core activities?
That's map.manatech.com.
Okay, because I thought I put that in and I'm not getting anything up. Must have
been. Oh, don't put any W's in.
Oh, just that's where I missed map. It. I did.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, sorry.
Any other questions for Dave? Remember, if you have a question, to unmute yourself, it's *7. Well, Dave, thanks again. Yes.
I was just wondering if Dave could share that quote with us, if he's going to give us the list, the first quote that he gave at the beginning of the talk.
There is something I also just came to my mind, Lydia. And
okay.
We were talking about increasing the size of the herd. Well, there's another thing is that there's four stages of management. And in this business, first you manage yourself. But there are four stages that people can go through, and the first three are, the fourth one you don't want to get to, but the first stage is the development stage. So all your energy is devoted to creation of the business. And I can look back on times, and all of us can in our business, where we were definitely in development stage. And then there's the management stage. So you sometimes set policies, and you start concentrating on problems, and you kind of suffer from managerialitis. And you start trying to manage a dying team. And I can look at times where that's happened. And then there's the justification stage. This is starting to get very toxic here. You start listing the reasons why your business isn't growing, and you start analyzing and fossilizing. And then the blaming stage is the fourth stage, bitter stage, which most people don't recover from. So the solution is to always get back to the green zone, to the top stage, the development stage, where all your energy is on creation of the business. So development, management, justification, and blaming. I always draw an arrow right up to that. Stay in the green zone, and that is the solution to also increasing the size of your team. So I keep
Great.
That beside me by the phone here, just a little reminder.
David?
Yes.
Hi, it's Gail Davidson.
Hey, Gail.
Hi, I wanted to thank you for joining us this morning. And, you know, I've always had such a nice connection with you. You've always been such a wonderful supporter of all of us and our businesses and Manatech, you and your wife, Rebecca. And just a pleasure to have you on the call and to hear your voice again. So I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, thanks, Gail. Good to hear from you.
Thanks. You know, there's something that I'm thinking while you're going through all this is when I feel, for those who don't know me, I've been in the business for about 15 years, so I've, you know, come and gone as far as excitement and a little disappointment here and there and coming back and in and out. And when I wonder and I say to myself, you know what, nothing's happening right now, I keep a list. I have a spiral-bound notebook right next to my phone, and whenever I make a call or leave a message or sign somebody up, I just jot it down, the person's name, and then when I get, like I think, you know, nothing's going on, I look at that list and I say, there is a lot going on because I've put out a lot of seeds, I've planted a lot of seeds and made a lot of energetic movement, and it's a matter of reminding myself that, you know, things are happening, I may not see them right now, but the stuff is out there, I've made the effort, and I trust that it will return to me. So sometimes that's a good way to keep us in positive momentum.
Yeah, that's a very simple system that everybody can do. Get a spiral notebook. I agree. I have one right by my phone. All mm-hmm. the calls, I still put stuff in electronic things, but you need it written in ink.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, David. Peggy from Porcupine here.
Hi, Peggy.
Are you not in Hawaii?
Fellow Canadian.
Yeah. Are you suffering in the cold instead of being in the warm Hawaii?
We're not in Hawaii this year, but we are...
Suffering in the cold.
We are looking out at the sunshine, yes.
Okay, that's good. Listen, it was good to hear you, and you've got a lot of very good valid points. I'm looking forward to you forwarding them to Lydia so that we can all get them.
Okay, we'll do that.
And, yes, even though Canada didn't win, they're still good, huh?
Absolutely.
Would you mind including those four steps in that email? Because you had said you were almost done, so I walked away from my computer and I couldn't get back in time to write down. I know the first off was like maybe growing yourself and the next one was the management, et cetera. Would you include
right.
that in the email?
I will do that.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dave, it's Judy Dean.
Hi, Judy.
Hi there.
From
I have
New York.
I have the commitment statement in front of me, but it is personalized to until I am committed, there is always hesitancy. At the end, whatever I can do a dream, I begin it. Boldness is genius, magic. I begin now. So I've changed all of the impersonal to the personal.
That's awesome. That's absolutely great. I'm going to put that in the version I email. That's good.
You've got to go through and change everything to I or whatever.
Awesome. Excellent.
Any other questions?
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dave. It's Joni Francis in sunny Florida. How are you doing up there in cold Canada?
Great. We're going to come and join you, I think, in February. Got some people to
Great.
See down there.
Give me a call. Hey, I loved your presentation. Thanks so much. Good job, Dave.
Thanks, Joni, and all the best to you. We'll see you on the next incentive.
Okay.
Actually, we'll see you at Manifest, hopefully, first.
Well, maybe I'll see you in February before that. Drop me an email.
Even closer.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's good to have everybody contribute because as a lone ranger, we can get some things done, but as a team, we can really, you know, together, everyone achieves more.
Dave, this is Gerald in Louisiana. Can you hear me?
Yes, Gerald.
I just wanted to make a comment that I had heard a presentation one time that when you're writing up commitments or goals or something like that, use the positive side of it instead of saying something like, I will not make any progress until I have confidence in myself. Just change it to, I will make progress because I am confident in myself.
Yeah, how you write your affirmations out, always beginning with I, and then I have, or I begin, or I achieve, or I will, I work, all the positive side, that's right.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else want to contribute?
David, Paul Hanson, Missouri.
Hi, Paul.
I just want to say thank you so much. Great reminders, and I really appreciate you, and we're looking forward to a great 2011.
Absolutely. We'll see you at Manifest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Dave. God bless.
Okay, Paul. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments?
I would encourage all of you, if you have not listened or you missed the call with Al Bala on October the 18th, it was a vision call, and I recorded that onto my iPhone or iPod, and it's my iPhone actually, and I listened to that. I probably listened to that thing a dozen times. That was a great call. It's in the archives in manatrain.net. October the 18th. There's lots of good calls, but that's one that really stood out to me.
That is a very great call. Any other questions or comments before we end this call for this week? Again, next week, Mary Jo will be back. She's actually headed back on Thursday.
She didn't go to Hawaii either?
Nope. She's in Mexico preparing they're doing a big road show this week. So she's in Monterrey. She's been there for a week. So she opted to support Manatech in Mexico, then go into Hawaii.
Yeah, it was great. I was excited this morning on Facebook to see one of our team members had gone to a meeting and was a picture on there with Al yesterday. So,
yeah, if,
Very exciting.
Yeah, you need to make sure you see all the cities because they're doing 17 cities in 10 days, I think, all throughout Mexico. So it's still an opportunity for you to get people there. Mary Jo says it's never too late.
I can tell you when we started our business in Europe and made several trips to the UK, and I think there's 8,000 or 9,000 people there in that area now. There's nothing like a launch to into a new country to start your business. So it's definitely not too late. I've got a number of Hispanic people that I'm still contacting and will continue to contact.
Yep, and it's really neat what Manatech's doing for the launch with all the meetings that they're going to be supporting even after the launch. So it's definitely the opportunity of a lifetime for anybody who wants to take advantage of it. And it'll be great at Manifest to see all the new Mexicans attending. Anybody else? Well, Dave, again, thank you. You guys all have a great week. And as soon as I get the stuff from Dave, I'll forward it out to you. I'm going to resend you out the Marketing Mania with the correction with the prices on there. And again, call me if you have any questions. Again, my if not, don't know the questions, we'll just end this call for this week.
Great. Well, have a great week, everyone. Thanks,
yep,
Lydia.
You too. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.